Share number 42, part 4 on Hoidul Hashem Kira Bishmoy, Vov Shvat Tov Shin Samach Zayin. We are on page 27 in the blue honor scroll sitter, line number 5 through 6. Don't worry, we're moving further tonight, and Hashem, tonight will be our last session on this tefillah. And if Hashem, God willing, next week we will continue with Mizmor L'Soyla. In the regular article, sitter, it's page 60. Once again, page 27, line number 5 through 6. And it says as follows: Lahiniach li'ish la'ashkam v'yoychach aleihem malachim al-kigu b'mshichoy u'v'nviyai al-toreyu. After we discussed last week that man, the Jew, is created with that connection to affect the world. His positive actions will do positive, will cause positive effects. The negative, God forbid, will cause negative effects in the world. God Hashem let no man rob them, and he rebuked kings for their sake. What did he say? Al tigu b'mshichoy, do not touch my anointed ones. Uvinviyai al tereyu, and to my prophets, neviim, neviyai al tereyu, do not harm them. So we have here, let's split up the psukim. Lahiniach liish loshkom, he did not permit any man to oppress them. Who are we referring to? Who are these men that did not oppress? Who did they not oppress? Vayoychach aleihem malachim, he admonished kings concerning them. Who are these kings? We mentioned a little bit about it last week, right? That's why, you know. Oh, you might know anyway. Al tigu b'mshichoy u'v'nviyai al tereyu. Do not touch my anointed ones. And to my prophets, do not harm them. Who are these anointed ones? Who are these prophets? So let's go back. Vayiniach liish loshkom, line number 5. He did not permit any man to harm or oppress them. Who is this? Who are these men?
Are you Melech?
Close. We'll get there soon. Esav, Lavan, Lavan and Esav. Vayiniach liish loshkom. We're referring to Lavan and Esav. They were not permitted to harm who? To harm Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu says, "In Lavan garti, v'tayog mitzvah shemarti. In Lavan garti, I lived with Lavan harosha. Lavan harosha." It says about Lavan, that Lavan fikish lakor as I call. Lavan desired to uproot all of Judaism, all of everything we had. Lavan fikish lakor as I call. Paro. This week's parsha, Paro wanted to kill last week's parsha, the Jews, and the parsha before, just the males at first, right? Throw the males into the sea. Lavan b'kish lakor sakol. We're not going to get into it now. Lavan wanted us to intermarry, to be with them. Esav, we all know Esav. Esav, Yaakov says, Hasileini no, save me, miad ochim miad Esav. Miad Ochi, from the hands of my Ochi, my brother, Miad Esav, from Esav. If he deals with me like my brother, save me from him. If he deals with me like Esav, Esav the Rasha, that evil man, save me from him. Davens Yaakov to Hashem. And truth be told, it's harder to protect ourselves from the Ochi, from the Esav when he's our brother. When Esav acts like that nice friend put his hand around us, it's told that the Germans would be very polite. Machshama. It wasn't, you know, any of these bad words. It was the final solution. Everything was very nice and appropriate, if you will. But yet, we all know what they really had in mind. So Lahiniach liish loshkam. We're davening here that God, Hashem, did not allow Lavan and Esav to oppress Yaakov. V'yoychach aleihem malachim. And he admonished the kings concerning them. Who are these kings? As you said a minute ago, Avimelech and Paro. Avimelech and Paro. Who were Avimelech and Paro not able to harm? Avram and Yitzchok. They went down to these lands. And Avimelech and Paro were not permitted, were not allowed to harm them. Al-Tigu b'mshichoy. Page 27, line number 6.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Al-Tigu m'shichoy. Do not touch my anointed ones. Uvin vi'ay al-tereyu. And to my prophets, do not harm them. There are a few different ways of understanding this. First, Schwab Zatzal, he explains this is referring to the Ovis. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Mashiach here, Mashiach literally means the anointed ones. It means the distinguished ones as well. Distinguished ones. Rather, it means, literally means distinguished. So we're referring to here the Ovis, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, who they were also prophets. So we're referring to here that Hashem did not allow Paro and Avimelech to harm Avraham, the Ovis. That's one understanding to this. Let's go another little deeper. The Gra tells us a little further. The Gra says as follows. He explains, Al Tigu b'mshichoy. Do not touch my anointed ones. Who are these anointed ones? Referring to Sarah, the Noshim, the women. What happened? We all know that Sarah was taken down, Rivka was taken down. What did Avraham Yitzchak say? Achoisihi, she's my sister. Right? She's my sister. What did they do? Oh, sister, okay, so let's get a shidduch for her. It's a big mitzvah to find shidduchim. So they were, the stomach they want to do is big mitzvah, right? So, who's better than to marry them? Oh, they'll marry them. Okay, it's a little twist on things, but... Paro had sorrow, and we know the Malach did not allow Paro to get close to sorrow. So what happens? Avimelech and Paro, they said, what do you want from me? They say to Avraham Avinu, you said she's your sister. What bigger chesed is it to do to find a shidduch? So I'll marry her. Why are you, Avram, blaming me that I'm taking your wife? You told me she's your sister. That's his taina. That's his complaint of Avram Avinu. So he looked into this. The man, this greedy man, he takes a wife. He takes a lady. And instead of apologizing, he turns it all around. It's your fault. You should have said, you should have told me she's your wife. I wouldn't have done anything. So what does Avram say back? That's when the Pasuk says, Uvin v'yai al tereyu. No. He's a Navi. Avram Avinu is a Navi. So what does it mean he's a Navi? What does that do for us? When someone comes to town, we have a guest here from Dallas. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Would you like a drink? You had one?
Yep.
Okay. When a guest comes, you ask the guest if you want to. You're not a guest. You ask the guest if you want a drink, if he's hungry, if he has a place to sleep. You don't ask him, is that your sister, is that your wife? Uvin v'yai al tereyu. This is not an excuse. Avimelech, this is no excuse. Why? Because he sees through you. He's a Navi. He sees straight through you. We just explained the Pesukim. In 1938, Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Hashem Yikun Damo, Hashem should revenge his blood. 1938, he was in America. in a town called, you might have heard, a little place, New York, Manhattan. A little island. 1938 now. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman did not take his head out of the car, look on the sides. And he was traveling around collecting for his yeshiva back in Europe. And he screamed to the driver, "Get me out of here. Take me out of this town. I feel a tumor." 1938, he was taken to Manhattan and he screamed out, "Take me out of here." He didn't look around. He felt tumor. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, 2 years later, around 2 years later, 3 years later, was killed by the Lithuanians with the rest of 6 million Jews. He tells us as follows. He elaborates a little more on this episode with Avram Avinu and Abimelech. And he says as follows. This piece can be found in a sefer called Koivitz Mamorim. And he says like this. We're discussing here an aspect of Yiras Hashem. Fearing God. Rav Chanan tells us we shouldn't think that if a person fears God, that's a nice added attribute he has. You know, he opens the door for people, he offers drinks to people. And if he doesn't have it, okay, so he's still a good person, and he just has to get this one attribute. Rav Chanan Wasserman says that's not the case. If he has Yiras Shamayim, if he fears God, it's a difference between man and animal. And he explains as follows. The greater the fear of God man has, that's the greater man is. What does it mean fear of God? Fear of God means that when no one's around, the man realizes that God's around. Like we mentioned the story of the Chofetz Chaim. When the Chofetz Chaim was on that caravan, on the horse and buggy, right, we just mentioned the story, and the driver said, "Let me go pick up some stuff, and if anyone comes, you'll tell me." So the Chofetz Chaim started screaming out, they're here, they see you, we see you." And he came back, and the man didn't see anybody. Maybe he thought his old man is not seeing so well, who knows. He went back again to go steal some stuff from the side of the road. And once again, the Chofetz Chaim screaming out, no, look, be careful, they're watching. The driver comes back again. "I don't see anybody." And it happens a few times already. The driver comes back and says, "What are you talking? There's no one here. What are you screaming?" "God's watching you." That's Yiras Hashem. That's an aspect of fear of God. Different levels. That's one aspect of it. In order to understand anything, we always have to go back to the source. Let's go back to Parshas Bereishis. Not the Adam. God says, "Let's make man." Sounds good, right? If not for that, we wouldn't be here right now. Ma'aseh Adam. Rabbi Chanan brings a commentary that explains when he said, "Let us make man," he spoke to all of the animals, if you will, and said, "I'm going to create this creature now called man, Adam. I want each one of you animals to participate in this, to some degree. There's only one creator. Let's not get this wrong." What do we mean? That the ox, he said, you're going to give to man this power that you have. The lion, you give to man the power that you have. The snake, all across the board. So when we say Nasa Adam, man encompasses all the different powers of these animals. Ask Rabbi Chanan. What is the most dangerous creature out there in the world? So, first might say the lion. Scorpion, right? Deadly bite, that's it. It's all over. Snake. Okay.
Man.
Sorry?
Man.
Oh, man. Man, okay. Man. He says man is as well. Man has all of these animals, if you will, inside of him. So how do you tame man? So by these scorpions and these snakes and these other animals, what do? We just stay away from them or we put them in the zoo. Put them behind bars. Where are the chains and shackles for man? Sorry? Put them in Gan Eden. You have to earn Gan Eden. You can't just be placed there. Explains to Rahanan, the shackles and the chains and the bars is right here. Yiras Elokim, fear of God. Naaseh Adam, man has inside of him, in that creation, in that spiritual creation, in that makeup he has inside of him, the powers of these animals. And if it's not tamed, just look at the world that we live in today. And we see the wild animals that exist on two legs. He continues and says as follows. This is what Avraham Avinu said to Avi Melech. Rak ein yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh. There's no fear of God in this neighborhood, in this town. You want to tell me you have derech eretz? You'll offer, you know, do nice things. You'll have some other aspects, nice things, you know, nice streets, roads, clean, this and that. Very nice. I'm not staying in a town without Yiras Elokim. There's no fear of God. I'm out of here. And that's what he told him. Someone comes to town and says, is this your sister? You need a place to sleep. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? That's what you ask him. Soif dova hakol nishma. And at the end of all times, at the end of everything, what's the purpose for man? We end Kohelis. Kohelis, we lay on Sukkis. Soif dova hakol nishma at Elokim Yirov et misoiz shemar. At Elokim Yirov. Fear God. Fear God. That's Mesoyso Shemor and guard his commandments. How do we come to fear of God?
Walk humbly in them.
Walk humbly in his ways. Correct. Correct. Emulate his ways. That's a process, that's a step in the right direction. No pun intended. So the Gemara tells us, Toiro may be Lideiro. As we emphasize time and time again throughout the Shiur, because that's what we're here for. Limud HaTorah, learning Torah on a regular basis. Torah mevi l'deyiro, learning Torah brings to fear that there's a creator out there, that there's a God out there, there's an Almighty out there. With this understanding that we just explained, Nasa Adam, we can understand another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. In the fifth parak, on the regular one, page 578, regular article said at page 578, Mishnah Chav Gimel, in the blue R scroll Siddur that you have in front of you,
it says chapter 5
in Mishnah 23 in Pirkei Avos, and in the blue R scroll Siddur, it's on page 305, line number 25. 305, line 25. Very famous Mishnah. Yehuda ben Tema Oimer. Yehuda ben Tema said. What did he say? Have you asked Kanomer, the cow, Kanesher, Rots Katzvi, the Gibor Kari? Lassois with Soin of Icho, Shabashamai. Yehuda ben Tema said, be bold as a leopard. Light as an eagle, swift as a deer, and strong as a lion to carry out the will of your Father in heaven. This is a tall task, the ass of man. But not anymore. is like we explained, Nase Adam, imbued in man, he has these characteristics in the positive sense, to be used in the positive sense. Everything has a balance, to be used positively or negatively. Man can be without those chains and shackles and run the world wild, or he can serve God, and that's why he has everything in this world. He has these abilities to serve God. To do the will of Avicha, of your Father in heaven. Avicha, your Father. When we realize it's our Father, as we know, there's nothing we won't do for our Father. Nothing we won't do for our Father. A parent calls up a child and says, this, that, whatever it might be. There's no question. We don't ask. We just run. We have to realize God is our Father, and everything we have comes from God. And that, and understand the explanation of the Psukim, as we started tonight, that we were walking around, back on page 27, line number 3, we were few, we were few in number, page 27, line number 3. We are few in number. Kimat v'goyim bo, we were dwelling there. V'yitalchum v'goyil goy, went from nation to nation. Back on page 60. V'yoychach lehiniach leish l'oshkam. He did not let man oppress them. V'yoychach aleim malachim. He rebuked the malachim, the kings. He did not let Lavan and Esav oppress them. Oppress Yaakov. He protected Yaakov. In Lavan, guarantee Tayeg Mitzvah Shemarta, he lived with Lavan. If Yaakov lived in Lavan, and he was able to fulfill the 613 mitzvahs, it is in his merit. He is our Father. He gave us this ability to live in Golus, to live in exile, Yaakov and Yosef, and fulfill 613 commandments. He was in exile. He was with love and the Russia. We can do it also. Once again, the Father gives to the children that makeup. Atigul Mishichai. You said Mishichai here, we refer to as Sarah. Uvin Vi Al Tereyu. Avram knows what the truth is, Avi Melech. He's a Navi, he's a prophet. He knows it really is behind his scenes, behind his mind. Let's continue now. To the next page. What we have, what it says on page 62 in the regular article sitter, and in the blue sitter, we're looking for Bahu Rachum Yichaper Ovoin. Line 6. On 28, thank you. Line 6 on page 28. Vurachum yichaprovoin v'lo yashchis v'hevo lo hashivapoi lo yerekochamosoi. He, the merciful one, is forgiving of iniquity and does not destroy. Frequently he withdraws his anger, not arousing his entire rage. The next verse, next pasuk, Ato Hashem, you God, you Hashem, lo yisich lo rachamecha mimeni, chazucho v'amidcho tomi disruni. You Hashem, withhold not your mercy from me. May your kindness and your truth always protect me. May your kindness and your truth always protect me. Chesed v'emes. This is a concept which we have. The two go hand in hand together many times. Chesed, kindness, and emes, truth. Rav Schwab tells us here a deep thought. And he tells us as follows. It's God's chesed, His kindness, that He protects us. He gives us back this ability that when one sins, He forgives. It doesn't make sense. If a person drops a vase and it breaks and cracks into many pieces, you put it back together as much as possible. If it's too many pieces, you throw it in the garbage. It's not worth it. God says, come back to me. Do tshuva. I'll take you back. No matter how many pieces are broken, come back to me. Do tshuva. There's a situation which is follows. Man has a test. The sweetness of sin. He feels he has a test in front of him. We are all in this world, we're all tested. And that taste of violating, transgressing, is sometimes very sweet. On the other hand, doing the mitzvah is sometimes very difficult. A person has to sometimes, example he gives, or Schwab gives this example, sometimes a person has to put his hand deep in that pocket, and as deep as it goes down, he realizes, wow, he's got a big pocket there to pull out that quarter. And he's looking further, further for that quarter. And finally he pulls out those couple dollars, whatever he has. And those $2 that he gives this person might be something that he's now going to lack. He's not going to have that dessert that he wanted, whatever it might be. So it's sometimes difficult to do that mitzvah, but to do that aveira is very sweet sometimes. Chesed ve'emes. Manin Surugu. He brings the pasuk and he says that Chesed ve'emes. May your kindness and your truth always protect man. Chesed v'emes mayim tzru, he says, appoint kindness and truth that may preserve man when God punishes us. What's the punishment? So let's go back now. Man sinned. What did he do? He violated something. He transgressed. The punishment he's getting corresponds to the flip side. That sin which he felt was so sweet, that aveira that he felt was so sweet, the opposite of that enjoyment is now his punishment. That enjoyment that he had from that aveira, from that sin, now when he's getting punished, it's the exact amount of punishment he deserves according to the pleasure that he got from transgressing in the first place. And what's the purpose for this? What did we say earlier? We said God is Aficha, is our Father. Every father loves his son. The father that loves his son wants his son to come back. So we're getting that dosage of punishment which corresponds to that enjoyment that we received from transgressing that chait. And the purpose of that is the impetus to come back to God, to do tshuva.
How does that relate to chesed emes?
Because it's the exact amount of enjoyment that he had from that chait, that sin, which now in order to get the tshuva, in order to be that kapara, redemption, it has to equal out.
So
the chesed, the kindness from God, is that he's giving him this emes, the truth. What's the truth? That he's dealing with him in this way, that he's getting punished here now, in this world. He doesn't have to get it next world. He's getting punished here now in this world, so when he gets to the next world, that he's not bringing any baggage with him. Right? You have a bag with you, just came from Dallas. We don't want to take any baggage with our sins over there. We don't want to get it over there.
How does that protect?
Because the man now, he does tshuva and God protects him, he takes him back. Hashem allows him this chesed, the kindness of tshuva, of chesed. The chesed, the kindness of tshuva. How many times, we don't have to raise our hands, we don't have to discuss it now, it's a rhetorical question. How many times have we had situations in life where people have wronged us, we feel, how could they do that to us? Or maybe the flip side, we might have done something wrong to someone else. And either they try to come to us, or we try to go to them, and it's not so simple. It's a difficult task. Either to ask for forgiveness, and to be forgiven totally. Or on the other side, to forgive the person. Here God says, I'm giving you the punishment that relates to the sin that one did. And now, that's the chesed. Because there's no baggage. You're not carrying it with you anymore. And the emes, I'm taking you back. That's also chelik of the chesed as well. It's emes. The emes is that it's a mida keneged mida, the measure for measure. So if a person wants to know, when a person, not over here, chas v'shalom, but a person would sin, and then he would be punished, that punishment that corresponds to the sin, that we don't always know exactly what that punishment is, for which sin it might be. But the flip side is the same. Because in the future, we're going to get the reward for that difficult mitzvah that we did. And sometimes mitzvahs are difficult. And the reason is because we are here, we said in the past, that this body is in charge. If he has home field advantage, the body has home field advantage. And then the Shem is saying, no, I don't want this. And the body says, yeah, you do want it. And then that struggle, the continuation, that battle that lies inside of us until the last breath that we breathe in this world. So that's the chesed from God. We go now to the last line on page 64 in the regular Arshul Siddur. And on page 29, line number 6. V'ani b'chazecho b'tachti yogi alibi b'shuasecho ashiru l'Hashem. Ashiru l'Hashem, I will sing to God. Ki gomal olai. For he dealt kindly with me. We end the whole tefillah of Haidu. Haidu, thank you, God. And the next tefillah is Mizmor l'Soida. Thanksgiving, it's not November 25th. Every day by the Jew, every second by the Jew is Thanksgiving. We end the Haidu. Thank you, God, you dealt kindly with me. V'ani v'chazdech avatachti. Why? Why is it God dealt kindly with him? V'chazdech avatachti. How does the verse begin? How does the pasuk begin? As for me, I trust in your kindness. Yogi alibi b'shua secho. My heart will rejoice in your salvation. Yeshua secho, when the salvation comes from God. Ashiru l'Hashem ki gomal olai. I will sing to Hashem, for he dealt kindly with me. I would have liked to go into this more, but we'll end with a story. In around 1940, during the destruction of World Jewry, the Brisker Rav, Rav Yosef Dover Soloveitchik, Zechatzad Lavracha, he was running away from the Nazis. No papers, nothing. He had a few of his children with him. And he was taught by his father, Rav Chaim Volozhiner. I'm sorry, Rav Chaim Brisker. He was taught by his father, Rav Chaim Brisker, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, a yesoid, a concept that came back from Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the Nefesh HaChaim. What is this concept? This concept is as follows. Ein oid milvado. Ein oid milvado. There's no one else in this world besides God. Ein oid milvado. He was taught that when a person puts total emphasis and concentration, that there's no other power in this world besides God, nothing can harm the person. Just to digress for a second, they say the story that a certain person was trying to smuggle some cigarettes crossed the border and they caught him by the plane over there. He says, I don't understand what happened. I was concentrating. Ain't no mafadai. I don't know how come it didn't work. It's a true story. I heard this from a reliable source. That's not what it means. This person misconstrued it. But what does it mean? 1940, when the Briskarov was running away with his children, his wife, unfortunately, and some other children, I don't believe they made it. They didn't make it. They got separated. He was traveling across. No papers. Just one point of the story, he was about to cross a certain border, a checkpoint. Walking straight through. Ein oid mavada. V'ani b'chazdech avatachti. And for you, God, I trust in you. Yogi alibi b'shuasecha. I will rejoice in your salvation. Only God has the ability to do anything, to save us from anything. Only God. When we have a salvation from man, it's because God gave us this salvation through this man. Ashir al Hashem ki gama alai. I will sing to you because you dealt kindly with me. They were crossing the border and they were told to stop. They get caught without any papers, they get caught in the wrong spot, it's finished, it's all over. He turned around to his children, he said, someone here is not concentrating properly. And it was true. And they strengthened themselves. His son today, Radot Soloveitchik, he's in there to show. It's a true story. They strengthened themselves. Ein oid novadoi. There's no other power in this world besides God. And they walked straight through. Many times we wonder, there are a lot of tragedies that take place in this world. Personal tragedies, global tragedies. We think, this is what we have to do, this is what we have to do. Hakol kol Yaakov ha'idayim edei Esav. The voice of Yaakov, ha'idayim edei Esav. Esav uses his hands, he fights with his hands. Yaakov takes out his weapon. Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael, we take out our weapons. This book, this tefillah, the siddur, this is our weapons. The Torah and tefillah, that's how we fight. Just to connect, last week we mentioned in Nefesh HaChayim that it's our actions that make the difference. We connect to Hashem, we relate to Hashem, we relate to the world. Ashiru Hashem, I sing to Hashem. Ki goma olai. Because he did good for me, he did kindness to me, he dealt kindly with me. One who does kindness for somebody, the response for that person is to say thank you. And that's how the tefillah continues next week. Mizmor v'Sofer.
Thanks for teaching.
I just want to once again thank our guest for coming, David Hoffman.
That's correct.
Okay.
In Dallas.
Maybe we
can all come down to see me sometime.
You are not a Cowboys fan, right?
I am.
Oh my!
Are you an Eagle fan,
Benishan? The Eagles carried us through Mizpah, right? That's the Eagles he's talking to.
The wing is of Eagles.
What do you think of Dallas? Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas. Dollars in Texas.
I'm heading out. How you feeling?
Yeah.
I'm just tired.
That's okay.